Good morning. This is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net. And this morning we're talking to you from Hanover, Germany at the annual Domatech show. And I've got a special guest with me this morning, and he is Stefan Kuhne. What is your role with this organization?
Well, I'm a member of the board of Deutsche Messe, which is one of the largest trade organizations in the world. We act here from Hanover, which is the largest trade ground in the world.
And so, as you've just said, I mean, Domatex is the largest flooring show in the world. And how many countries are represented here with your exhibitors?
Well, we have this year an all-time high, or so far an all-time high, historic record of 1,442 exhibitors from over 60 countries, occupying roughly a million square foot net.
Oh, that is impressive. And so while some people might say, okay, this is in Germany, this is not a German flooring show. This is actually the world's flooring show. Is that correct?
This is probably the most international show that we have in our program. We have two-thirds of international, that means non-German exhibitors, as I said, from 60 countries. And also the visitorship is extremely international. We have visitors coming from all over the world, Australia, China, Asia, Middle East, Russia, East Europe very strongly, and America, of course, South and North. So we basically cover the world's market.
Another thing we should point out is that this is not just a residential show or just a contract show, that this show represents both segments of that market. Is that correct?
Yes. It is basically a professional show for professional buyers, but also for the housing, the private housing sector, residential, as you say, and the object, the bureau, office, hotel, shop, cruise liner, automotive industry.
So object is a German word for contract, is that correct?
That is correct. And we're sitting here right now in what we call the contract world, which is material products for the contract business.
Yeah, I almost wish this was video for the audience to see what we've got here, because what you see is you see a lot of designers. And I was going to ask you, how do you get so many designers from all over the world to come to the show?
Well, I agree with you. We should have a videotape here, because this is something for your eye. It's a very, not a topic, but, you know, very high-end design work where we sit in. We attract worldwide designers with an extremely attractive program. We have three components. We have the exhibition, the Contract World Exhibition, where you can see the latest technology and design. We have the Contract World Award, which is Europe's most prestigious award for interior design. And we have the Contract World Congress, which is a four-day seminar with changing speakers. Very top-notch speakers. We have probably six a day, including Hadi Tehrani, who was here yesterday, including Daniel Libeskind, who's flying over from New York on Tuesday, and will hold his speech here. We have 2,000 to 2,500 top-notch architects from all over the world. And just to give you an idea, the Contract World Award this year had over 330 candidates for 12 prizes, and we had applications from over 26 countries. Not only Germany, that's a minor, basically from all over Europe, from America, from South America, from Korea, Seoul, Japan, China, all over the world. So this prize really has made its round, and I think the different influences that each work that is presented here shows is attractive for designers of all kind.
Stefan, I was going to make a point, since we don't have video, that this is a very colorful area, and what you see is you see a lot of these, you say 300 entries, that you've taken, I guess, the finalists of these entries, and you have them on display here where people can walk up and see, you know, what the building was, what the photography, you know, what it looked like after it was installed. And you also see one of the areas you see here is manufacturers are bringing bringing products that may not be yet commercially available, but they're bringing them here to test them to the marketplace, and many of them are very cutting edge. So it's an impressive space here, and I've got to tell U.S. Listeners that as I look out, right out front is the Antron space. And just to make a quick note of the of U.S. companies that are here in this area, we have Mohawk, Milliken, Beaulieu of America, Mannington Commercial, Blue Ridge, Swift and Train, which is the Earthworks name, Maslin Contract, Tandis, Propex, Mullican Flooring, Florum. Florum is one of the few ceramic tile companies that are here, but they're here because they're so design-oriented. So there is a nice following of manufacturers here at the show. Let me ask you, Stefan, the design awards, do they go on over the course of the whole show?
No, the design awards go on Saturday night. The first evening is the big celebration, the award-winning ceremony. Although you can see on display all award-winning work. So over the 4 days, you can, on your own time schedule, take a look on who has won what prize in which category.
Okay. So and the show started on Saturday morning.
It starts Saturday morning, and it goes till Tuesday evening, 4 days. And I think it has an attractive slot in the calendar because there is a Heimtech Steel show in Frankfurt and there is a furniture show starting on Monday in Cologne. So for international visitors, this is an ideal time of the year where you can see home textiles, then go on to Domotex, and then finish your trip with the furniture if that is of any interest.
All right, Stefan, in the U.S. market, we've got surfaces that are just going to be in 2.5 weeks. So some of the manufacturers may be thinking, you know, I've got to go to surfaces. It's very close to surfaces. Tell us why you think U.S. manufacturers should think twice and probably consider coming here and exhibiting.
I think there are basically three very good reasons. Number one is the strong euro. If I were producing in America, I could sell at a very good margin in the euro area, euro currency room. And the ones that are presenting at Domotex state that as a big argument for them. The second reason is that Domotex undisputedly is the entrance to East Europe. We are right at the former border. East Europe has a huge potential of investments coming in the contract area, but also in the residential area. They still haven't renovated everything they should. Russia is not that far. So we have a huge market potential that we unlock for exhibitors right there. And the third one is that the Domotex family now consists not only of the world flagship show here in Hanover, but we have two very successful offsprings, one in Shanghai, China, covering the Asian market, a very, very expanding show, also now at 40,000 square meters net display space, which calculates roughly into 400,000 square feet display space. And the latest is the Domotex Middle East in Dubai, also a very, very vibrant, dynamic marketplace that actually has influence up into India. This region is extremely driven by innovation, by investment in especially the contract area, hotels, office space, and so forth, but also residential. And again, also that show is taking off very well. And I can just welcome all American exhibitors that think about joining the Domotex family. You do a one-stop shopping, very efficient from your side, and we take you around the globe.
So, but if they're just picking, let's say they're thinking about stepping into the Domotex family, that probably the show they should start with would be this show, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would agree to get a first touch and feel and see what's available, what's possible. Here you have the true overview. But, you know, we have different exhibitors that book just Shanghai or just Middle East, but more or less most of them book Hanover as well.
Well, I can tell you one of the reservations that an American manufacturer may have is they think that they've got to make their products unique. They have to style differently for them to be popular in these European or global marketplace. And I will tell you that I just spoke with several of the people at both Milliken and at Blue Ridge, and they both said that their styling actually is very attractive to this marketplace.
I think you shouldn't be shy, and you know, I think it's easy. I think I talked to Mohawk the other day, and you mentioned Milliken or Antron. I think they are right in the middle of everything. They can compete with their products. I think the market is ready for American products as well.
Well, Stefan, I appreciate your time today. And so just to wrap up and remind you, we are speaking here in Hanover, Germany at the Domatec show. And this year it is a record show as far as the number of exhibitors and the amount of space that's been devoted to the show. So you guys need to make sure and put this on your schedule for next year. This is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.